For a full 2 years, after the declaration of their imaginary pandemic, there was no excess death. In other words, no evidence of any pandemic, anywhere in the world. Take a breath. Read that again. Check and recheck every graph in the video. More or less exactly the number of deaths has occurred every other year, occurred in those 2 years. I go into details in my books and other videos. It was some time after they started vaccinating people, that people started dying in numbers that might suggest something unusual was going on. In the end, it appears that at least 17 million people died from the vaccinating, and face masks, and consequences of the economic wrecking, and psychological warfare operations known as the COVID pandemic emergency measures and lockdowns. In reality, as people were locked down and their travel was restricted, there should have been a decrease in excess mortality, due to fewer accidental deaths, for example car accidents, workplace accidents, and so on. They stopped publishing even the underestimated VAERS stats they had, long ago. So we have all been waiting for these excess death stats. Note they might try to weasel out of it, claiming see, we told you COVID was deadly, imagine how high the death toll might have been, without our vaccinating and emergency measures. But the deaths clearly occurred only, exceptionally, exclusively, around 2 years after the pandemic was declared, and some time after the vaccines and booster shots were rolled out. Remember, viruses only exist in your imagination, in the imagination of virologists, and in their computer simulations. They are not real. But your belief in the lie has cost us dearly. Wake up. Read my last book. Now. In fact, if we were to adjust the stats to account for the lockdowns, and massive decrease in car accidents and workplace deaths, we would get a better idea of the real death toll, from the vaccinating. Once you understand that the idea of a virus is just that, an idea, not a reality, you see that all the excess deaths were a result of the vaccines and emergency measures, as nothing else unusual occurred to account for the increase in mortality, around 2 years after the declaration of an imaginary pandemic, and months after the injections. To be clearer, the number of deaths should have fallen at the time of the injections and lockdowns, for the reasons expressed. So the difference between what we would have expected, with so few people driving on the roads, and so on, is a good indicator of the number of people who died immediately, or shortly after, being vaccinated. Read my book, The Virus Deception, Rule by Medical Myth for starters. Use the link pinned to this video. The download costs you nothing.
Marcus Rebick was recruited by the Australian Federal Government, to the Australian Bureau of Statistics, in Canberra, as a graduate economist. His last official task at the ABS was to define religion for the Australian Census. This sparked an exhaustive and holistic study of religion from the distant prehistoric past, up to the end of the 20th century. Religion was the result of that research, as the third installment of the Trunet Noor series. The lockdowns motivated a thorough research into the official virus narrative. The insights arrived at while researching and writing the Welcome to the New World Order quadrilogy meant the author was uniquely qualified to recognize the cult nature of the official virus narrative, and the scientifically and medically arbitrary proscriptions and prescriptions of the new, first truly worldwide, state religion, the COVID cult. The natural, and perfectly choreographed, scripted, planned, and instituted, evolution of the most successful cult in recorded history. The cult whose official documents call for a one-world dictatorship, and whose origin story begins with a madman willing to commit child sacrifice at the behest of voices in his head, continues on to mass murder of nonconformists, and matures to total genocide, with an invocation, one day, to genocide any nation that, at any time in its history, had offended this cult. This cult's strategy is formally published in a canon of literature that includes the Torah, Old Testament, the most widely published document in recorded history. If it was ever a secret, then it was a secret hidden in plain sight. The cult set up headquarters in Judea. At least one Judean king saw the threat, and attempted to exterminate it. However, this merely led to the cult temporarily moving to Babylon, where it continued the 3,000-year process of occupying nations. Nation by nation. Lending unto the nations, and never borrowing. Making nominally sovereign nations debt slaves to this cult. Until today, represented by its proxies, which include the U.S. Federal Reserve Bank, the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, the United Nations, the World Health Organization, and the CDC, this cult has become a, de facto, one-world government dictatorship.